So when your friends without kids send you another photo card of their dog in a Santa hat, you can thank Sir Henry Cole on Christmas Card Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for Stand By for News.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The House impeachment investigation of President Trump continuing today as attorneys argue whether the president's actions are worthy of impeachment.
The impeachment inquiry record is riddled with hearsay, presumptions, and speculation.
Republican counsel Stephen Castor. Democrats believe the president abused his powers by withholding military aid to Ukraine to pressure its new leader to investigate his political rivals. The president denies any wrongdoing.
So is the president.
The Justice Department Inspector General today releasing a report showing there were mistakes and omissions, but overall, the FBI was justified in opening its investigation into possible Russian links to President Trump's campaign. Stocks lower today on China trade concerns. The Dow closing 105 points lower, the S&P falling 8, the NASDAQ 35 points lower.
The news is
America
like Groundhog
is listening
Day.
To Fox
same
News.
Every freaking day. Big news after this.
I really should run.
But everyone hates your guts.
We'd have so much fun.
No, we wouldn't. Are you nuts?
I'm gonna be Trump.
Take your head out of your rump.
For Democrats.
Get a new hobby, knit some hats.
But though I'm getting really antsy.
Honey, they called you nasty.
I'm too young and spry to retire.
You're 72 and I'm tired.
Call the DNC.
Hillary, stop now. Don't
I
you
wanna
dare
run again.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Are you ready for this? According to a poll today, if she entered the race, Hillary Clinton would be the leading Democratic choice. Not by a wide margin. As it stands now, believe it or not, with all of this Looney Tunes stuff from Joe Biden about his leg hair and little kids and jumping into his lap, he sounds like a pedo. He doesn't even know what state he's in half the time. He's got 29%. He's almost double what the old Bolshevik Bernie has, 16. Big Chief Elizabeth Warren, 13. Buttigieg, 8. He's 37 years old. He ran a small town in Indiana. He's the leader of the free world. Up my... Yeah, forget that. And Bloomberg has 7 already. Wow, he's really made some inroads. However... if Kenkels gets into the race, she gets 21. Biden has 20. Sanders, 12. Warren, 9. Buttigieg. Oh, and they also threw John Kerry in. Why not run Herman Munster one more time? With 5 apiece. That's who he... I'm sorry. That's exactly who he looks like. I used to have that song here somewhere.
Yes. I love the
Monsters. The Addams Family.
No. The Monsters.
Oh, the Addams Monsters.
Hi, I'm John Kerry. I'm your candidate for the Democrat nomination. I helped negotiate that deal where we gave a jumbo jet full of cash to Iran, and nobody said a word.
In America,
I'm a total bumbling
everyone
idiot.
Has a right to be stupid.
Ring.
Well,
no, that's Fred Gwynn. That's Lurch. No, that's not Fred Gwynn. Fred Gwynn was Herman Munster. Lurch was the one that went, you ring. And that was played by a guy named Ted Cassidy.
Really?
No relation to David, yeah. Part of a memorable scene in the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Hey there, Ken.
Hey, Greg. I think you're slightly off about who John Kerry looks like. If you watch the old Rankin Bass Christmas cartoon, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, he looks like the Freezemeister.
I don't know who that is, so somebody will have to send me a
Google
photo.
If you Google it, you'll see it's exactly like John Kerry. He was the one who made the snow that was
Freezemeister?
Trying to get the reindeer.
Freezemaster?
Yeah.
Freeze Meister.
All I'm getting is appliances. I will have to look a little harder. I will check it and get back to you. Thanks for the call. The Freeze Meister. Horrible, horrible people. You know, let's go back to the Reagan years. You think this is a recent phenomenon just with Trump? They hated Ronald Reagan, too. But he had a great economy going. And Tip O'Neill wasn't stupid like Nancy Pelosi. He worked to get along so that he could keep Democrats in Congress. But Teddy Kennedy was calling the Soviet Union behind Reagan's back. Yeah. These people are devious, relentless, and they pass on their bad behavior from generation to generation like a family heirloom. It's pretty frightening. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Experienced attorneys who specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. I urge anybody who thinks that divorce could be. Having a consultation does not mean you have to get a divorce. Having a consultation is important because sometimes you're so close to a situation, you need a second voice to help you see the forest through the trees. What's at stake? These things are things you should know ahead of time, whether it's something you're contemplating or you think somebody's contemplating it with you. You should know where you stand and what's at risk. So the consultation is the first and most important call because you'll know where to go and you'll have people who can answer questions for you. There's a very lonely component to divorce, not because you're losing the other half of a marriage you're in. All of a sudden, your friends, they don't know what to say because they know you're in the middle of something. The worst advice you can get is what you give yourself. Let me just say that from experience. And again, sometimes things come out in that consultation that help heal a marriage and not end it. 819-4810 for Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law. Their website is divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You may have time to roll call. Becky Gerritsen is going to be joining us. James.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah.
We're doing good. I love the show, by the way. I was just calling him because of the caller before for you. I believe the character he's referring to is Snow Miser.
Snow Miser?
Someone else called in and said that too, James.
Oh, sorry.
No, she didn't go on air.
All right, I agree. Snow Miser is a replica for John Kerry. You're right. Thank you, James. You cleared that up.
Thank you, James. Good, and thank you,
you're
other caller.
Great stuff. No, look up Snow Miser, M-I-S-E-R, and you'll see John Kerry in cartoon form.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Tis the season, everybody, and it's big Christmas doings with the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday, December 21st, that's the Saturday before Christmas, we're having our big Christmas blowout. It's going to be from 3 in the afternoon until 6. It's absolutely free, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Just load up all your Christmas merrymakers and come to 2754 Bell Road. You'll find us there at Affordable Events. I hear Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, we're going to be taping for a new episode of the Health and Wealth TV show, and there's no telling what else might happen. And did I mention that it's absolutely free? For more information, just listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. And mark your calendars for Saturday, December the 21st from 3 in the afternoon until 6 for the Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's store closing sale in Millbrook. Final day is December 10th. Many really nice mattresses, headboards, and beds remain at true liquidation prices in all sizes. We are also liquidating excess inventory in Montgomery to make room for Millbrook's leftovers. But I promise I would rather give you a deal than move my Millbrook inventory. As of December 1st, we still have some nice thick queen Euro top sets for $3.99, premium quality 13-inch thick full mats for $2.99, twins only $2.49, with other twin mats from $89. Out-of-the-box bed frames and display pillows are half price. Some quality odd nightstands, chests, dresses, and mirrors remain. This is a true store closing sale with no out-of-town liquidators jacking up the prices. All items are subject to prior sale, and all Millbrook purchases must be picked up or delivered by December 21st on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Friday the 13th at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 at BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch beginning Friday the 13th at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police have identified two men who died in a car crash over the weekend. 22-year-old Cedric Judkins and 21-year-old Christian Miller died when the car they were driving went off the road and hit a building around 4 a.m. Sunday morning in the 1600 block of Maxwell Boulevard. Wetumpka fire officials say one person is dead after a weekend house fire. Authorities say that fire broke out just after 11 p.m. Sunday night at 62 Shadowwood Place. One person was killed. Fire crews say there were no working smoke alarms in the house. Wetumpka Fire Department wants to remind residents that the Alabama Fire College will install smoke detectors for free for those in need. The Eclectic Fire Department says an 18-wheeler and SUV crashed in the 3000 block of Claude Road Sunday night. We know three people went to the hospital with injuries. One person was transported by Life Flight. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are relatively warm for December now, but big weather changes are on the way as the storm system approaches. Showers are likely by late tonight, and showers and maybe some thunderstorms are a good bet for Tuesday. Low tonight around 60, high Tuesday up to about 74. It'll turn sharply colder by Wednesday, high temperatures only in the low to mid-50s, but the risk of showers will continue in the forecast for the rest of the week. It'll be chilly and gray. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE, equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Decorates His Car for Christmas.
Mr. Decorates His Car for Christmas.
For the holidays, many people put lights on their homes or decorate their cubicles at work. But you take it a step further. You take your display on the highway.
Saying ho, ho, ho at 60 miles per hour.
Gee, a $2 wreath on your Mercedes.
Way to make an expensive car look cheap, yeah.
So when you see an SUV with two antlers sticking up from the windows and a red nose on the grill, resist the urge to get a hunting rifle and blow it away. It's not a deer. It's Mr. Decorates His Car for Christmas, a real American hero.
Mr. Decorates His Car for Christmas.
I suppose you put bunny ears on your ride at Easter too, huh, dork?
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are getting very busy on I-65 and 85. A lot of folks getting off work. Since we're into the 4 o'clock hour, we're seeing a volume of traffic really build on both of those interstates. We have no issues so far. Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, outbound from downtown, very heavy at all the lights. The Boulevard, heavy at Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, I-85. Also the Wetumpka Highway. And we've got a lot of congestion still on Vaughn Road to Atlanta Highway, on Taylor Road, the Heartburn Highway. Keep it right here. We have no accidents to report at this time. Well, Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
I still got an hour and 43 minutes to change all of that. Do you think I can?
No!
Nothing leaves nothing.
Blah, 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 blah.
You gotta have
some.
If you wanna be with me. Hysterical!
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Let's get nuts!
You gotta have some.
Loan me $50.
If you wanna be with me.
Let me tell you something. He's becoming a big boy. Can I have some more vodka?
Cutty say King Kane.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Shave those maracas.
You guys suck.
It's too cold.
You're a bad man.
I'm not trying to be your.
What is wrong with you?
That minor. He's a tool.
It's too low to see.
Ask me about my winner.
Sorry.
I'm beginning to sober up and you're scaring me.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
Nothing from nothing leave nothing.
You are a meathead.
And I'm not stuck.
Where's your dad?
Believe you me. Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war on poverty.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
And here.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
What's that smell? That's marijuana. They're smoking pot down there.
Next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
I'm taking off the air. I think you're having a breakdown.
Yes!
You on drugs?
No.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Honey, I'm busy. Can't you
gotta have some?
Oh, mama.
If you wanna be with me,
Greg is smart. Oh,
nothing from nothing leaves.
Do it again. I like it.
Oh, my God.
I'll have what she's having.
Stop scratching your... Tell me where it is.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
Why is that?
Extremely mediocre. You got through it. That's what matters, right?
Right.
It is so good to look across the console and see Becky Garrettson.
It is great to be here. Thank you for having me. It's been a long time since I've been in the studio.
I was just down having a reflective moment on the thinking stoop, and it's 10 years we know each other now.
I know.
10
crazy
years.
Yes.
In fact, I had the privilege of speaking with Kiwanis downtown today, and I went outside to check traffic from the 6th floor. And I was looking at the Capitol where we had the very first Tea Party event on April 15, 2009, when it was becoming obvious that there were plans afoot to fundamentally transform America. Mm. I can't even do that today. Whoa! Nope. I sound like a yodeler with a throat problem. So that was then. This is now. I would first... And we want to talk about the event that you're here to talk about, but your take on what came down today, my expectations on the Horowitz report were low. It has no power, really, other than to write a review of what went down. Can't prosecute anybody, can't indict, can't make criminal referrals. But William Barr and John Durham are the inspector generals of the Horowitz type inspector general. They're the ones that make those decisions. What I heard from them today was kind of encouraging. But.
Well, I have been buried in Common Core, so I didn't even look up and see any news today. I knew the report was coming out, but I haven't seen anything except what you just told me and a little bit you were talking about Barr on the way in.
That's just today. But what about
my goodness.
Watching this
It's
coup.
A circus.
This
it is
the stuff
a coup.
That goes in on banana republics. You don't like the guy in office. What do? We organized. We had rallies. We had ideas. We recruited.
We elected,
and it took a while, took longer than it should have. Then we finally get what we think is our ideal setup, President, Congress, Senate. Very disappointing.
Because, it really is.
And everything, you know, the longer I listen to that George Carlin clip we've been playing for years, Terry Adams turned us on to that, the more I realize we're electing, in most cases, there is a few exceptions, but in most cases, we're electing people who blah, 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 and then they go to serve the real masters, which is not us. Mm-hmm. It's the embedded state in D.C. It is so metastasized. I don't even know, you know, if you were a surgeon, where would you begin to remove that? And it's disheartening.
Well, it's the foundation behind all of these elected officials. It's those staffers that have been up there for 30 or 40 years. Yeah, you can talk about term limits all you want, but it's the people behind that that's running the show.
Well, how do you get rid of them? Is it like herpes? You can't? I don't understand it. They serve the same value. They infect and infest, and they're there forever. Is it civil service? Mm-hmm. What protects them?
Well, I think one thing is if you want to get rid of someone, you have to have all kinds of documents about their bad jobs, you know, how they've done a bad job. So it's just become a partisan thing.
Man.
It's really frustrating.
It's
but
also a little scary.
Yeah, it really is. I'm surprised that we've even gotten this far with the impeachment. I thought, they're not going to actually have hearings. This was early on. But
I don't think Pelosi wanted it.
I don't either.
She's not that stupid, but she also likes being speaker. And the radical wing of that party would have had her out. They're going to do what they're going to do. And, man, they're just the most frightening collection of people.
I think it's all backfiring on them, though.
Oh,
I think they're running scared, knowing, okay, now how are we going to spin this to make it look good for them? But
I don't think they can.
I don't think they can either.
I was sharing earlier, you're much too young to remember Watergate, but I'm not. And Watergate was about a break-in. And who knew what and when they knew it. And I'm convinced, having experienced the forgiveness of people on a large basis, that if Nixon had got it out in front of that and said, you know what, I didn't do the break-in, I didn't authorize the break-in, but I'm the head of the party, I accept responsibility for it, and I'm sorry. And it probably would have gone away. But no, he withdrew and kind of became paranoid, and then you fired the attorney general, and just kept making it worse for himself. It's just the flip this time. Mm-hmm. People are paying attention. They love the economy. But I reminded everybody, best economy in 50 years. Well, guess who was in the White House 50 years ago? Richard Nixon. And he carried 49 states in the 1972 election. I don't know that anybody will ever do that again, because New York and California are lost forever. So that, you know, we won't see that again. But they had no trouble getting rid of him. And boy, were we rewarded with a crap economy for the next 7 or 8 years until Reagan came along, and you knew it was going to get better the day he took the oath of office.
It's been astounding. I was so happy to hear, I think it was last Friday when the jobs report came out, that it just was so much better than they thought it was going to be.
Projections, it always is.
They just blew it away. And
they're continually underestimating. And with Obama, they were always, well, we got to revise that downwards. This is the deep state. Mm-hmm. Those projections are coming from people already in the Bureau of Labor Statistics and all of that. They're probably never Trumpers. They're probably big D.C. government goons. And they don't like them. But because all of a sudden somebody's around who's a boss who may look and say what their real value is. Are we getting our taxpayer dollars worth out of these people? and with the future of the country literally hanging in the balance here, even websites like American Thinker are saying the Democrats are pushing this to a civil war. Mm-hmm. And if they're not careful, that's exactly what they're going to get.
I think in many ways we are in a civil war now.
Absolutely, culturally, yes.
We're not shooting each other at this point. Well, yeah, some people are shooting each other, but I think we're there. I think we're in a civil war right now.
I think in terms of ideas, results, we're ahead. Mm-hmm. We cherish the Second Amendment because this is exactly what the founders saw as a possibility. Mm-hmm. And it's playing out right before our eyes. Friday, I posted on my Facebook page, this is the best economy in my lifetime. Not only was the jobs report huge, income growth is huge. But the big difference between this economy and the Reagan economy is that Reagan got stuck with those ridiculous interest rates from Carter's presidency, and it took years for those to go down, like 15 or 20 years for those to get down. I remember my parents bought their house for $24,000 in 1960. I remember, what's your payment? Oh, $124 a month. Mm-hmm. I almost spit my coffee out laughing. But they had real low interest rates like we do today. So today, incomes are up. Mm-hmm. Personal incomes are up. Interest rates are down. So you can buy a house and have plenty left over to put stuff in it. Where instead of being house poor like a lot of us were in the 80s. Honestly, God, I think I closed on a townhouse in 1982. It was 17.9%.
I know. I remember my parents having big interest rates.
I couldn't have put on my Visa card. Common Core is something we haven't talked about in a long time. Tell us what you got going on.
Okay, here's the deal.
How we can help you.
So every 5 years, we get a new set of standards. So the math standards, okay, we've had Common Core. But they told us it's not Common Core. It's Alabama College and Career Readiness. We told them. We showed them. It's Common Core. You just changed the name. Mm-hmm. So back in November of last year, this math course of study committee came along. They're going to write these new standards. So they put them online for us to look at. And we took a look at them and compared them to Common Core. And we came back. This is Eagle Forum. And we said, guys, this is Common Core. This is not acceptable. We know Common Core is a failure. So they said, okay, we're going to go back and make some revisions. We'll give you a new draft in February. Looked at it again. It was basically the same pile of junk they just gave us. So we talked to the governor, and the governor said, okay, hold on. I want this course of study committee to look at some other states. I want you guys to tweak these some more. All right, that brings us to November of this year. The course of study committee stood in front of the school board in November and said, we have new math standards for you. They're not Common Core. They're classic math. Common Core was bad.
No more 10 is your friend?
No more. So you know what? We took those standards.
Yeah.
Laid them right next to Common Core standards. I'm going to hand you this document. This is K through 5. Every highlighted area shows how it's exactly Common Core. Alabama's on the left-hand side. Common Core state standards from the official website is on the right-hand side. Do you pretty much see everything is highlighted?
Yeah, it is. It's the same
just
go, thing.
Just flip through the pages as I'm sitting here talking. So is Common Core. They're trying. They haven't even, in many places, it is word for word exactly Common Core.
Yeah, it sure is.
Now, in some places, they changed one word where it said identify, blah, blah, blah. Now it says recognize, blah, blah, blah. So in some places they did change a word, or they switched the sentence around. So the beginning of the sentence is now at the end of the sentence, and the end is at the beginning.
Here's one. Explain that the equal sign means, quote, the same as, determine whether equations involving addition and subtraction are true and false. On the other side, it says, understand the meaning of the equal sign and determine if equations involving addition and subtraction are true or false.
It's the same standard. They just reworded it.
Right, but I never thought of math as true or false. It's either right or wrong. 9 and 8 is 17. If I say 9 and 8 is 16, it's wrong. I'm incorrect. I need to go back and take a look at my arithmetic.
Equal means equal, greater than or less than is a sign, and do you think they're changing this? And they're
making
just
my eyes glaze over.
Thinking, I know. I just wanted you to see the highlighted parts.
Let me use Seth as a test student.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Solve for the unknown whole number in various positions in addition or subtraction equation relating three whole numbers that would make it true. What the hell is this crap?
Yeah, what is
it? Sounds like English.
This is the biggest pile of garbage I've ever seen in my life. Go back to the tables.
Yes, so.
Learn the tables. Listen to the morning show. I can tell you how old somebody is in less is the same amount of time as a calculator because I have those tables in my brain.
Mm-hmm. Your math exactly. is awesome. Do you mm-hmm. think they're yeah. just, they're changing a little bit of it and thinking you're not going to go and check over it and actually read it?
Sure.
And just over and over continually doing
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
That's yes. ridiculous.
There isn't a day that goes by when somebody doesn't say.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Because I can come up with those numbers mm-hmm. so quickly.
Well, that's not in Common Core memorization and learning your times tables is not that's not a focus anymore. It's drawing pictures and figuring out how to get there. But what is really serious about this is, you know, they were supposed to vote last year, but we stopped them and said, no, these are still Common Core. And so they tried to appease us, but it didn't work. So on Thursday, the state school board is going to be voting on whether to adopt these standards that look exactly like Common Core standards. So I would just encourage, we have three people on the board that we know for sure are going to vote against them. We need a fourth. If we get a fourth, then we can kill it and be done, and we can start over with good standards, the kind that are proven, evidence-based, the kinds of things we used to learn, you know, how to carry and borrow, and these normal things, the things that sent us to the moon, that kind of math, okay, that's what we want.
Oh, is that how we got there?
That is how we got there. It was not Common Core.
Times tables. I never thought I'd miss that. I really do.
I know. So... we're encouraging people to come at 10 o'clock on Thursday. We don't do rallies anymore. You remember the rally days. We'd call people and everyone would come to a rally. Well, all of the people that are in support, which is pretty much the education department, A+, I believe the school board association, you know, all of the bureaucrats in the education world will be there in support of these Common Core, these new standards, which are Common Core. So we want people to come and just help us fill the room. Don't bring signs or anything like that, but we just want them to see. We've seen the test scores, right? We've all seen on Common Core that Alabama is the bottom of the barrel, number 52. Not that we have 52 states, but you count D.C. and Puerto Rico in there, and that's how we get to 52. We're tired of it.
Yeah.
And we want it done and gone, and all these people that are on the school board, they ran with getting rid of Common Core. That was their slogan.
Well, where have we seen that before? Yeah, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. Just vote for us, and we come back, and well, you know, we don't have the Senate. You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I have a question about her I want to ask you off the air.
Okay.
At 434, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Here's my Common Core. I got an electric bill for $540. I knew that was about 20% higher than it was a year ago in the previous billing period. Did I call Clark's at 277-2125 and ask for help? Can you come out and check my system?
No,
because I was busy. And before I knew it, the second electric bill came in, and that was about the same. And I thought, well, looks like, did I call him?
No.
When the third one came, that's when I called Clark's. They sent a guy out within an hour because I'm a Clark's Club member. They weren't there because I, you know, the one thing they don't have at Clark's is a psychic or a mind reader that can, let's see, let me go over the customer list and see who needs us without them having to call. They can't do that. So I called them. They came out and pulled the panels off the outside unit and said, Mr. Bedell, look at this. You've got nothing but grass clippings in here.
Mm.
You're lucky it hasn't, you know, melted down. It can't breathe. So they fixed it. Electric bill went from $540 to $370 in the next billing period and from $370 to $189 in the next.
Hmm.
I don't have to give you the exact differences, but from beginning to end, that's about
substantial.
$370 in savings over 2 months. And now I look forward to my electric bills. But Clark's can make that kind of difference. For the $159 membership fee, add up month to month how efficient your system's going to be and what that'll put back in your pocket. Call them at 277-2125. Some darn awesome plumbers, too. Or visit clarkgumpfert.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very heavy on both I-65 and 85. Got a lot of cars and trucks on the road this afternoon. Please drive carefully. If you're on 65 northbound, we've got a disabled vehicle at the Cobbs Ford Road exit. It's going to be right off on the side of the road, but use caution there. There's some folks around the car. Just be careful. Pick a road in Montgomery. We have heavy traffic on it. Vaughn Road, the Boulevard, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway outbound. We're even seeing a lot of cars on 231 headed to Wetumpka. Drive carefully. We have no accidents to report at this time. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with 3 locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Wetumpka fire officials say one person is dead after a weekend house fire. Authorities say that fire broke out just after 11 p.m. Sunday night at 62 Shadowwood Place. One person was killed. Fire crews say there were no working smoke alarms in the house. Wetumpka Fire Department wants to remind residents that the Alabama Fire College will install smoke detectors for free for those in need. Montgomery police have identified 2 men who died in a car crash over the weekend. 22-year-old Cedric Judkins and 21-year-old Christian Miller died when the car they were driving went off the road and hit a building around 4 a.m. Sunday morning in the 1600 block of Maxwell Boulevard. The Eclectic Fire Department says an 18-wheeler and SUV crashed in the 3000 block of Claude Road Sunday night. We know 3 people went to the hospital with injuries. 1 person was transported by life flight. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are relatively warm for December now, but big weather changes are on the way as the storm system approaches. Showers are likely by late tonight, and showers and maybe some thunderstorms are a good bet for Tuesday. Low tonight around 60, high Tuesday up to about 74. It'll turn sharply colder by Wednesday, high temperatures only in the low to mid-50s, but the risk of showers will continue in the forecast for the rest of the week. It'll be chilly and gray. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Listen carefully.
Yep,
this is Common
today,
Core.
Today, our math teacher, Eileen Ryan from Williamsville's Maple West Elementary, teaches us basic math using a base 10.
When you and I were in school, we used to just memorize 9 plus 6 equals 15.
What was wrong with that?
Not anymore. With the Common Core, students need to understand why that's the case, and Mrs. Ryan is here to explain.
Thank you. So why? Our young learners might not be altogether comfortable thinking about what 9 plus 6 is.
Comfortable?
Yeah.
We don't want to have anyone be uncomfortable.
She didn't say it this way, but
I was uncomfortable a lot in elementary school when it came to math, and it wasn't even Common Core, so.
No, but.
But I learned it.
I can picture me raising my hand in Miss O'Malley's class saying, I'm not comfortable with this.
Yeah.
And her saying, I don't give a rat's ass what you're comfortable with. Memorize this. You're going to need it in life.
Yes.
But comfort, when did comfort come into mathematics? I don't, who said they're uncomfortable? Now, I saw an episode of Opie.
Oh, yeah.
It was just basic arithmetic, too. And, of course, Barney's off the deep end, and Opie has no future because you need to know math. But that was regular math. That was not this. Where did this come from? Who's always trying to reinvent
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates was a big promoter of this. Jeb Bush, big promoter of this.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Jeb.
Please clap.
Isn't that the most
pathetic? I wish I had your sound system in my pocket at all times, because Eric and I, we have little sound bites for everything. And a lot of times we'll copy your sound bites when we're talking to each other.
You want to know why?
You know? It's so funny. I wish I had that at my fingertips.
Yeah, they come in very handy. Yeah. So anyway, as I was saying, the uncomfort, the 10 is your friend.
Everyone gets a trophy, too. I mean, that's that whole generation, I think. Okay. I just read a study today that in the 1940s, only 15% of schools got an A. Only 15% of the population got an A.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you look at Berkeley, you look at all these colleges, the average grade is like a 3.6. What does that tell you? You know, we all get trophies. We're all going to be winners.
They're claiming through Common Core that kids are getting smarter.
And Leon's getting larger.
We could have a good time with this, couldn't we?
You could have a whole show of just sound bites. I mean, if you're in here by yourself, you could just talk, and then you'd have an answer for everything.
Becky, you're one of the most dedicated women I've ever met, but you have a great sense of humor, and I appreciate that.
Because I'm married to a funny guy.
Man,
I don't know what I would do without him. This is our 29th Christmas together.
Oh, congratulations.
And he is still my very best friend. We goof around, and he just makes me laugh. And you know, I didn't used to make him laugh as much early on, but I make him laugh now, and I always feel like so accomplished when I get him to laugh.
Hey, that is nothing. That is an accomplishment. But it's after 29 years, I guess it's he's a carrier. You're catching his sense of humor.
Yeah, finally.
Let me grab this call from Tommy. You're on with Greg, Becky, Seth, and Rosie.
Hey, you know, the thing that will drive you crazy when you start looking at where education is headed, you only have to look towards California and New York and see what they're passing as far as legislation and the redoing the language, everything. You know, this whole concept of free market capitalism is racist. That's coming from California. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It is. And you know what's unbelievable is our kids don't know what 3 times 8 is, but they know how to put on a condom.
Well, yeah,
that is our education now.
There's a few things, and Greg, I'll send it to your Facebook messenger. There's a few things that just drive you nuts when you think about it. The term cis hetero patriarchy is the belief that if you're cisgendered, if you're a heterosexual, if you're a Caucasian male, you have racism in your heart, yeah. And you don't get at the intersections. And two of the illustrations, real quick, in California, they teach the kids how to write a letter to their local congressman lobbying them for allowing illegal aliens to vote.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that they do is they line up all the kids, and this is a high school lesson, line up all the kids. If you were raised by two parents, raise your hand. No, take one step forward. If your parents told you that you were beautiful, take another step forward. And the whole concept isn't we need to pull everybody else up to where everybody else is. It's the understanding that if you were raised by two parents in a household where they told you that they loved you, you had a advantage that you did not deserve,
and you need
to be aware of that advantage. And that's California.
I think most of America was aware of this, there would be mass outrage, but I hate to say it, and thanks so much for the call. I got to get back to the comments on that thread we had earlier. They're winning. They're winning through the education system. The Bolsheviks are winning. Mm-hmm. They are. The most frightening number of all is that 50% of millennials and under have a positive view of socialism.
Crazy.
Yet, why aren't the Republicans reminding them that that was the official doctrine of the Nazi Party? We're the Nazis, but that economic thing is crazy. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Yes, it's a brick-and-mortar building. And yes, it's equipped with state-of-the-art tools to restore vehicles that have been damaged, whether it's mild or severe, damaged in accidents. But the one thing that you can't see but has been a part of that building and that operation for 3.5 decades are the ethics and the integrity of Donnie Turner and his son Brandon now. They began with a commitment to not shortchange customers. There was a lot of that going on. People would get their cars fixed at places, and they get it back not knowing that a step or two had been skipped, and the money paid by the insurance company had either been pocketed or split. That went on a long time ago, and Donnie refused to participate, even at the risk that it might cost him business. But he stood his ground, and now they're the gold standard in automotive body repair here in Montgomery and the River Region. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks finishing lower as investors are anxiously waiting to see whether a new round of tariffs on Chinese imports will take effect on Sunday. Among the laggards today, trade-sensitive names, including Apple, with the Dow falling 105 points, NASDAQ down 35, S&P 500 down 10. And drug plan Optum, owned by United Health, is buying Diplomat Pharmacy for a steep discount. The move comes about a month after Diplomat said it may not be able to make its debt payments. Optum is paying about $4 a share in cash. Diplomat provides specialty drugs that treat cancer. cancer patients and others with complex medical conditions. An Indiana-based trucking giant Celadon declaring bankruptcy today, which could potentially leave nearly 3,000 truck drivers stranded away from home. However, the company assuring them that that is not the case and they will receive full payment for their work. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm giving Jeb's basement renovations 1 star. He kept asking me what's behind the walls down there. I'm like, why? What do you know?
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
And then he's like, you can trust me with the job. And I'm all like, trust?
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Yeah, he charged me less than he said he would, which is lying.
Get a quote online today at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Radio Shack is open Wednesday with doorbuster deals for the whole family this holiday season. Half off on all 470-ohm watt 5% carbon film resistors for mom. Save on a 100 UF 35-volt 20% axial lead electrolytic capacitor for dad. Surprise the kids with 4-gauge wrapper compatible with all Kynar-coated wires. And treat yourself to huge markdowns on AA battery housings and coaxial adapters. Radio Shack. We don't know why we're here either.
Are they still around?
I love that so much. There's one in Dothan or Enterprise, I think. Mm-hmm. That's it. And the other ones are in Birmingham.
Well, they're in a time warp down there anyway.
I love that so much.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I won't tell you where I got that because I hate him. Becky Garrison's been with us. She's fighting the good fight with Common Core. I may have mentioned this to you in the past if I have. Forgive my senility, but I was at Dirk's one Saturday morning for breakfast with Legal Eagle and local heartthrob Chad, the good conservative group, and somebody I used to work with long ago that's no longer with us. I mean, works here, I should say. Said, hey, you're sitting right next to the future governor of Alabama. It was Kay Ivey. So Susan left, but I was talking to Governor Ivey, and I mentioned at the time we were up in arms about Common Core. You'd think I'd held a cross up to a vampire the way she reacted. Oh, no, that's great. Blah, blah, blah. She seemed like she was all for it, and I said, really? Ten is your friend? So,
well, she's one of the votes. She will be voting on Thursday whether to keep Common Core or not. And she did put the brakes on back in February. They could have voted then, but she said, hey, we need to look at this a little bit more. And so I don't know how she's going to vote, but we need people to call her and ask her to vote it down. We do not want these standards.
Well, how can my listeners help you?
Okay, two things. AlabamaEagle.org is our website, and just scroll down that first page and you will see all kinds of different blog posts. We have this side-by-side comparison that I told you that I showed you with all this highlighting so people can see for themselves. So just go there, and then we also down in those blog posts we have some reviews that people have done on these standards, which are really great. We have all kinds of information about that. That's one way. So get educated. Share our Facebook posts. If you can share, I'll
I'm putting it up
okay,
there now.
Perfect. We are an almost completely volunteer-driven organization. So we are out here. We are, Eagle Forum is on the front lines of this issue especially. We could really use some help financially. So go to our website, alabamaeagle.org, and give us a donation. This really helps. We fly people in as experts to testify at certain times, you know, that we have expenses, so well, that would be helpful.
Here's the thing. Education
in
this state...
We're fighting the fight for you.
Education in this state is in desperately bad condition. Everybody needs to care about it, not just those with kids in the school system. So let's see if we can't rally up some of that old Tea Party spirit and rechannel
Amen.
It.
Amen. And then if this. For those who can come at 10 o'clock at the Gordon Persons Building in the auditorium, come early. The meeting starts at 10. And watch the vote. Be there to see how your school board members vote. And Stephanie Bell, I believe with all my heart she's going to be voting no. I know that she will be voting no. So most, she's our school board representative here in the Montgomery area, so you don't need to call her. But it's still important to come and show that you are tired of Common Core and you're ready to be done with it.
You look at the results. I'm hoping Governor Ivey will see that, know that it has not worked. It's had plenty of time.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes the best new idea is an old one revisited.
I like that.
It's also great to be visited by an old friend. Yeah. I mean, in terms of length of time.
There you go. So I need to bring Eric. I would love to see you again, and I'd love to bring Eric in, especially maybe when you're having a not-so-good day, because, you know, he always raises our spirits up.
Yes, he does. He
is
like,
funny.
He's like Elf on a Shelf.
Well, except he's not a stalker.
No,
that might not be the right.
Yeah. Anyway, great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to see you guys. See all of you. Yeah.
We'll be joining us next hour. Let me take a moment here to talk about, shut my mic off and let everybody else talk. Good. I'm just having a swell day with the news. 456, your CBD store. I'm getting, you know, it's always great. I love hearing from you about any of our great sponsors when you've had a good experience and want to share it. I've just, you know, since your CBD store opened out there at 8852 Mini Brown Parkway, though, people are realizing what incredible products they are and the benefits that come with them as they interact with what's already in your system, those cannabinoids, Seth. I got it right.
Nailed it.
And so many, not just for your own self, for purposes of better sleep, less pain, anxiety, but for your pets. They have been phenomenally effective. For my friends that have dogs, reducing symptoms of, especially if you have a dog that has separation anxiety, the CBD, they don't make them high, and they don't walk around in a stupor. It just calms them down, and they still function just fine. To get more information, to find out how these can help you, go to your CBD store, see Marissa or Lori. They're awesome. Absolutely awesome. In fact, Marissa cut a video for my daughter when I sent her the CBD products for her dog, Bella, so to explain how they work and how to properly dispense. They'll take that time because they can work for you. They can change your life. So stop by and ask. Again, 8852 Mini Brown Parkway, south at the Bojangles. First left, first right, right across from Renfro's, Adams Drugs, your CBD store. 458, Fox next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very heavy traffic everywhere right now. I-65 and 85 has moderate to heavy traffic. All the way through downtown at the Merge, we're seeing a little bit of a backup, 85 to 65 northbound, but it's not bad right now. Use caution wherever you are. The Boulevard, very busy all the way around the city at the lights. Madison Avenue to Atlanta Highway outbound is very busy, as well as Norman Bridge Road outbound to the Boulevard. A lot of traffic on the Heartburn Highway, Taylor Road, 231 to Wetumpka. We're seeing some bunching up at the lights. We just got caught. Cars everywhere, but we have no accidents to report, and that is a good thing. Hang in there, all right? Get ready for Christmas at Midtown Plaza. Shop Professional, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here from Montgomery Eye Physicians. This holiday season, add the gift of sight to your wish list. Whether you're seeking a custom cataract procedure,